Postmortem. Mule could argue that he saw Billy Badass dead. He witnessed, more or less, the shore patrol take his pulse, and he heard it said, "This badass is dead," or words to that effect, words hard to misinterpret. He would swear that is what he saw and heard, though he was at that time and place unforgivingly drunk. Still, he could make the argument, if ever it came up, but for 30-odd years it never did, and although the detail stays fresh in his mind, Billy Badass is now just another name and an indistinct visage among hundreds, thousands of half-remembered shipmates from 14 years as a sailor. 14 years, 9 months, if you count the brig time, which he does not. Wolf, who should have been the barracks authority, since he drew the TDY of escorting Billy's body back home to Pennsylvania, never returned to Boston to tell the story. From Pennsylvania, he inexplicably was ordered on to San Diego and put on an aircraft carrier. He spent the next 9 months cruising the South China Sea. By the time he resurfaced in the world, the legend had run its course and had become a half-believed cautionary tale for chasers upon being issued their sidearms, a duty that never fell to Wolf. Had he returned to the transit barracks, as he was originally supposed to, he would have told them that what he escorted to Andosian, Pennsylvania, was not the body of Billy Badass, but that of an 18-year-old quartermaster striker named John Pennypacker, who had succumbed to spinal meningitis, one of three that week, setting off a small panic and an 0400 wake-up for inoculations all around. As for Meadows, a key player before the fact, or what was believed to be the fact, he spent the whole 8 years on the shelf. When Meadows thought about Billy Badass and Mule Hall, which was often, since he had few life experiences to refresh the stagnant days, he pictured them together at sea, their true element, deporting themselves honorably, Mule the gunner's mate running tests on the ship's armament, Billy the signalman up on the bridge, flashing messages across the water. He saw them standing inspections on deck and being commanded by the captain. He saw them enjoying liberty in foreign ports, Billy working his devilish smile on the girls, Mule acting cool. Near the end of his stint in the brig, he imagined them mustering out, cashing in on unused leave time, going someplace nice for R&R before settling into civilian life and second careers. In his mind, he always saw them together. Old shipmates.